Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this 18th day of September 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we have Robert David Steele joining us coming up in the third hour today. And he is a former Marine CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network. It comes highly recommended by Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. And he also writes articles for The Guardian, you name it. He'll be joining us to talk about the total rollout of the Panopticon Big Brother system that's already in place, but as they just throw it out there and what it means. We'll also look at Benghazi, false flags, all of it. So he's going to be joining us, and backed by popular demand, we're going to talk about detoxing more and cover the medical news with Dr. Edward Group coming up in the second hour today. Incredible thunderstorms rolled through last night, so intense and loud that I hardly slept. I mean, usually I sleep like a baby, but it was just boom, boom, boom every 5 minutes for like it was doing it at midnight. It was doing it at 5 a.m. It was just going and going and going. It's like my week of no sleep. But I kind of feel good. It's weird. I haven't had any sleep for some reason, whether it's too much Urimata tea or coffee or staying up late for whatever reason. Just after I've done it for a couple days, it starts kind of feeling good. I've only had one cup of coffee today. Maybe I should have another one. But it makes me relax a little bit, so I'm not over revving the engine and doing my regular perseveration. So, big broadcast lined up for you today. And it is the best of times. It is the worst of times. There's a lot of opportunities for liberty. Never before has there been such a new golden era forming of human communication. But you've got the accelerated dumbing down on one side, while you have the accelerated awakening on the other, and I just want to stay on the side of the accelerated awakening and all the interesting things that are happening and the marvels that we're seeing unfold, because the more tyranny the system puts in place, the more their approval rating drops, the more people in the system wake up and realize it all really is a fraud. And the more people realize that the criminal justice system at the federal level is completely a hoax, with parallel construction, staged, rigged judges, rigged everything. People realize the government's out there setting up libertarians and conservatives. They realize that there is a fifth column within the libertarian conservative movement, basically FBI agents and others that are batting for the other team, the collectivists, the takeover. There are a lot of good people, though, in different government agencies and the FBI, you name it, because I've met them and know some of them. It's a battle in each and every heart and soul and mind, and none of us are perfect. But what matters is you got to care about the little guy. You got to care about justice. You got to care about wanting to build others up and wanting to have a better world. Don't be a hater. Haters are just soulless, borderline personality disorders, narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, and this sick plastic culture is manufacturing them. The numbers in every metric are just going up and up and up, whereas maybe you had one psychopath out of a couple hundred people. Now it's one out of maybe 50. In the past, you might have had maybe one sociopath out of 30 or so. Now it's maybe 2 out of 10. They're just robots. They're not even real. And I feel so sorry for them because they're so dead inside. They're always putting off a facsimile of why they're doing something for a moral reason for those they're trying to advertise for, but they're like lantern fish, angler fish, not very pretty souls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a red-blooded transmission. I love life. I love the gusto of a good fight. I love liberty. I absolutely hate tyranny. Groups of gangs and thugs out ravaging the societal countryside, and I am here to try to wake the country folks up to get their pitchforks and to culturally storm the castle and return the kingdom of humanity, return this republic to something that looks a little bit more like a free country and not a nightmare 2.0 1984. I've told everybody the last few months my spider sense has been off the chart for this country and this world because the narrative is wearing paper thin now, like Bible pages, on how our government, criminal elements of it, are publicly funding Al-Qaeda known as ISIS. And we played that clip yesterday twice. I watched it again last night when I couldn't sleep when the thunderstorms, it was like the end of the world or something, were so intense here for like 6-7 hours straight. I got up at like 3 a.m, stumbled down to the computer, and I went back and I watched the hearing from Tuesday with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey. I've watched a lot of his testimony, so I know his body language. And I have a lot more respect for him after I learned that he went to Obama 15 months ago and they're about to strike the Syrian military for no reason so that Al-Qaeda could take over. And our military said we're not going to do it. Dempsey came and said, this just cannot happen. That even came out in the press later. But they're back now. They've rebranded it. Okay, we have to put troops in on the ground and bomb things, as Dempsey said in the hearing yesterday, to remove the bad rebels that are 90%+. And Schaefer, Colonel Schaefer, was saying that last week. It's now in the news. They're saying 80%+. And they just blew up last week the entire rebel leadership that wasn't wanting to blow up every church they found. Even the supposed non-radical Wahhabists are just absolutely bloodthirsty out of their minds, clearly. I mean, it's not propaganda to say these people are literally out of their minds. It's like they're on PCP without taking it all the time. Just a scourge. And criminal elements that run our government, that want to take our liberties, are funding them. And General Dempsey, can we find that again and play that? Thank you. They already had it ready. They never know where I'm going next. I'll have all this news to cover, and I just went off in this direction because if you know what you're seeing there, if you watch enough of these armed services committees in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, the chicken hawk, is up there, Mr. Amnesty. Mr. says he's for guns but then votes against him. He's up there, and he's saying, well, there's really no evidence that there's anybody helping ISIS, any of our allies. And he's, well, yeah, no, some of our allies are arming them. He's like, wait a minute, let's not, get on them here. I mean, they just made a mistake. And Dempsey is just looking at him like, you are the biggest liar on the planet. Because it is just a total joke. 90% or more of the military knows the whole battle plan because they know how the military operates. They know the players. They study it. Even if they're a private that's only been in a year, they know the players. And Dempsey knows, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, that this is crazy. This is like a headline today, Infowars.com from Gateway Pundit. Actual headline, global warming likely to cause colder and snowier winters, scientists say. You just can't make this stuff up. And that's from AOL. I mean, it's just, that's 2 + 2 = 5. It is just, it is absolute premeditated bull. They said in the 60s and 70s it was an ice age, so we had to tax carbon and stuff and have global government. Then they said It was global warming. Now it's just change, period. Folks, the planet's always changing. And it's not that we don't have real environmental issues. It's that they just want to hijack it to run society and exempt themselves from all the regulations they put us under. And then it's called feudalism. It's called serfdom. It's called game over. The government is illegitimate. It's exempt the Fourth Amendment. It just spies on everything. It creates fake court cases. I mean, it's in AP and McClatchy and Reuters for 2 years and Wall Street Journal, what I told you 15 years ago. Because I was told this by federal agents who were retiring. And one of them was high level, and he said, you'd have to be a criminal now to join this and be part of it. And he said, I just hope I can make enough money in retirement as a consultant to get out of here. That's an exact quote, to get out of here. One of my dad's friends, to get out of here. Well, guess what? That was 20 years ago, folks, or longer. Most of them got out of there at the high levels, and it is just packed with sociopathic criminals that will do anything and love hurting good people and love being able to carry out psychopathic operations and not get in any trouble for it. It's just a wonderland. And there's still a lot of good people at the local level, even at the federal, but they're not running things anymore. The bad guys are in charge. But they got arrogant, like criminals always do. They got arrogant. So they get up on television and they tell the world that we've got to bomb the rebels to stop ISIS when the rebels are ISIS. They tell you 2 + 2 = 5. I know I harp on that. It's just that it is the attempted overthrow of reality. It is a war on reality, a war on decency. Man, they'll catch an old guy out on the back 40 driving down the roads, had 2 beers, and they'll charge him, you know, $10,000, $15,000 on the DWI and put him through that. Or they'll catch some teenager, you know, with some drugs that some government person sold them down the chain, and they'll throw them in jail for years and ruin their life, and they'll never be able to get a good job. But it's okay. The government publicly ships in the majority of the narcotics, and everyone knows it. I've never talked to one cop, didn't know that since the 30s, the narcotics are brought in by government syndicates for private interest and laundered by the same banks that run the country today. And all I'm doing is sitting here watching this country sink. People say, what are you, for the drug culture? Absolutely not. But putting money in it and making it secret and making it dirty only increases the amount of money and only increases the amount of people that are going to use it. All the studies show that. And they've wrecked this country. There's more drug use now than ever. America uses more drugs than anybody in the world. Anybody. More alcohol. We beat the Russians now in guzzling. And Austin and New Orleans are the two drunkest cities of the drunkest country. We are a modern Rome sinking. And I don't want to sink. I don't want to see this happen. I don't want to be folded into a North American Union. I don't want to just live in a giant fishbowl where everything's got government systems hooked into it so they can frame anybody they want with all of these systems that take over your phones and your computers, ubiquitous everywhere. I've already had. As soon as we went to the NSA, and it doesn't intimidate me, it freaks me out, we sent our crew to the NSA, Weldon and others, Anthony Gucciardi, all the phones got taken over. Mine got taken over that next day, and they were typing stuff and sending emails. And I took it into Apple, and into AT&T, and they go, yeah, your phone's been taken over. And it was just adding contacts and changing names, shooting stuff everywhere. I live this, ladies and gentlemen. I go through this, where the hacked phone number calls you, and it's not telemarketers. It's, you know, it's like, and I'm not freaked out by that. It's not scary that somebody's calling up breathing on the phone or threatening me. It's scary that they've got so much scum that won't just get out, you know, in the street with me if they want to attack me. They will sit there and creep around in the darkness with a big, giant, rotting, evil government, having no idea that what they do will come back on their children. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Everything you do comes back on your kids and your family. Everything. Even laziness. Just everything comes back. And I'm not on some high horse here. I'm just really worried about a country where pure evil runs things. And in the name of diversity, in the name of racial equality, they promote racial division. In the name of stopping drugs, they ship in the drugs. In the name of stopping terrorism, they create it and promote it and open the door for it. And all they do is attack men and families and then attack women's biology and just add chemicals to the food and water and estrogen mimickers and all of it. And it goes on and on and on and on and on, attacking in this globalist offensive of crazy technocratic scientists. Playing God, absolutely carrying out their craft of corruption, trampled and being trampled upon. America is going over the edge. Newt Gingrich is in the news today, warning the Republicans that they'd better come out and sound revolutionary or the whole country's going to disintegrate. That's Newt Gingrich. It's called For World Government. Three books I've read that he wrote the forewords to. That's the guy that said soon the whole population will be microchipped in the 80s. And that's his goal. And that is an avowed world government promoter. But he fills the place of a conservative so people think, oh, there's opposition to the people that call themselves liberals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're just talking about reality. If you've studied history, this repeats itself over and over again. And they sit up there in the controlled media talking to you like your children. There's no global government. There's no secret elites meeting. There's no Bilderberg. There's no Council on Foreign Relations. 20 years ago, they said there is no CFR. He's crazy. He thinks there's a CFR. He's crazy. He thinks the Federal Reserve isn't federal. Now, everybody knows it's private. Literally, over 90% in polls. And want it audited, over 90%. Look it up. By the way, Ron Paul's bill, he's on in House, but it's his bill he wrote. He's retired. House approves Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill. Bill approved, 333 to 92. When he first would introduce that, like in 1996, he'd get one vote, his. Wow, look at that, 333 to 92. See, they'll block it in the Senate, but for how long? See? Because they audit you, the IRS audits you, and you know the same year the Federal Reserve took over, we got the IRS. And that money goes to them, and it goes so they can selectively enforce the code and shut down their competition, and they do. Because we act like a nation of chumps that believe in the system. Well, this system isn't America. It's been replaced pretty much, and now they're getting rid of what was left. And the country will collapse into a third world slum. And the globalists want it that way. They'll live in their armored citadels in their capital districts under Agenda 21. That's not from Hunger Games. I'm not quoting Hunger Games. That's in the biological diversity assessments, the megapolis plans. We've played the newscast, all of it. I mean, this is what they're going to do, okay? And they're not building some utopia so we can all play patty cake. They're putting in a high-tech grid to take control of the West, to then de-evolve it. But when you look at the third world, the old world, they will put you to the sword. They will bring in their rebels, they'll bring in their troops, and they will have the UN sit on the road to make sure you can't escape in Rwanda, and they'll send in the main group to kill every Christian they find. And the UN ran that massacre. They didn't screw up or stand down. They ran it. They killed a lot of the people. And an African wasn't even worth a bullet to them. They did it with machetes. And see, they don't want you to know this is going on. Because as soon as they can get control here, all the stuff they do overseas, they want to do that here. And they see, they want your guns. They can't stand it. Bloomberg with all his bodyguards, up to 15 of them, and Michael Moore with all his bodyguards, they can't stand the fact that they've taken your jobs, your industry, your country, your kids, your husband, your wife. They've taken your health in many cases. They've taken everything. And they know you're still clinging to Christ and clinging to self-defense and the right that, by God, you still got guns when they took them from everybody else. This is a symbol of defiance. But they did take your church because they turned it into 501c3 and sent in preachers that are really government operatives. And they're hopping mad, folks. And I'm telling you, most of these big preachers are actually working for the federal government, for the FBI, and their clergy response team and InfraGuard. Just look it up. They're hopping mad that they want to have their conversion and their takeover, and we're here telling you. But here's the good news. I don't want to be the only game in town. The signal's been sent. It's been transmitted. People know the combo to the safe. They know the game. They know the tricks. They know how it works. We have decompartmentalized, and that's our real power. And we're imitated by all the other talk show hosts who now are competing with each other, who can put out the most reality and not get in trouble, while I'm vanguarding ahead with my crew, going over the top, telling the truth, to pave the way for all the cowards. Because most people that serve the system aren't truly evil. They're scared to death. Most successful people have sense. They have understanding. They have discernment. They have a sixth sense, and they can feel the evil. And they've made the decision to serve it. Man, that is scary. I would be scared to serve the evil or to run from it. My biggest problem is I want to run at it even harder, and I know that's not the smartest game. When we come back, we've got a special report integrating popular culture, promoting mass die-offs and mass culling, 12 Monkeys and others, that Rob Dew and Darren McBreen put together and did an excellent job. And then we're going to get to a lot more, but I never played that Dempsey clip that I mentioned, so let's go ahead and go out to break with it. Here it is.
So our national defense, in terms of stopping ISIL from killing thousands or millions of Americans if they get the capability, really comes down to whether or not we can convince the Arab world to go in there and defeat these guys.
It really comes down to building a coalition so that what the Arab Muslim world sees.
We're going to come back with the rest of it.
Rejecting.
We're going to come back.
ISIS,
stay with us. And then we'll get into all these other reports. But I mentioned that earlier. I want to play it where he admits it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Let me finish the clip. I know I've already played it multiple times yesterday, but it's so important. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff there admitting what's already been admitted by other generals, that the Arab countries, our allies, Saudi Arabia and others, are arming Al-Qaeda. But that's a fallback position, because our government is arming the Arab countries that are arming Al-Qaeda, but also directly doing it. And that's what Benghazi was all about. So it's just hiding in plain view. And if you're a radio listener, you can't see the body language of Dempsey. But it's so rich as they start basically arguing and saying, oh, come on, they just messed up. They didn't know. They didn't understand. It's the narrative wearing thin. Then I'll get to the Ebola report. So here's Dempsey.
So our national defense, in terms of stopping ISIL from killing thousands or millions of Americans if they get the capability, really comes down to whether or not we can convince the Arab world to go in there and defeat these guys.
It really comes down to building a coalition so that what the Arab Muslim world sees is them rejecting ISIS, not
they us already reject
them.
ISIL. Do you know any major Arab ally that embraces ISIL?
I know major Arab allies who fund them.
Yeah, but did they embrace it? They fund them because the Free Syrian Army couldn't fight Assad. They were trying to beat Assad. I think they realized the folly of their ways. Let's don't taint the Mideast unfairly.
Oh, let's don't taint where 15 of the 19 hijackers supposedly came from. And that 28-page report. Speaking of that, and that's why I mentioned this today, Paul Watson put the article out yesterday. I had requested he do a report on this. He has. I want to thank Paul for his great work. Pound or hashtag declassify, colon, K campaign to reveal the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 Commission report. And then when you pound declassify, or when you hashtag declassify, it then sends everybody to Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Congressman Walter Jones introduced this legislation, Colonel Schaefer, and countless others exposing what's really in the 28 pages. And that's that our government stood down, bare minimum. Ron Paul has now come out and said, yeah, okay, 9/11 Truth was pretty much right. There was at least a stand down. And Saudi Arabia was quarterbacking things, just like they're quarterbacking ISIS right now. And then why the federal government just loves it. The FBI doesn't have to go out and, you know, manufacture any deaths. Doesn't have to, you know, find some mentally ill people to blow something up, or maybe the patsy speaks out and it gets embarrassing, so they kill them and dump them in Town Lake. I mean, they don't have to do that anymore. Because they can have real terrorists attack us. And everybody gets a big paycheck and gets to go watch Jack Bauer on the new season of 24 or whatever new show they'll have, or where we learn to torture, we learn to do all these bad things because we're the good guys. It's not that we like to torture. It's not that we like to do all these bad things. No, no. Well, we're the heroes. That's right. Totally sick. And is that a world you want to raise your children in? Where there's just, the government does whatever it wants. They got a name for it. It's called nightmare. It's called hell. It's called a living, breathing, stinking mega hell. A total hell. And that's what we're entering. That's where we're going. We have to recognize it. We're not being negative here. We're breaking down what we as a society really face, where this journey is going, and all these cowards and all these children, adults that never had good mothers or fathers who are arrested development, who are children, they see the state as their father, the state as their mother, and empowerment through the collective estate. Whether it's the controlled leftist or the controlled right through authoritarianism, that's how they expand their empires of control freak behavior. And it's a society run by these people. Narcissistic, self-important, mentally ill monsters whose whole lives are based on betrayal. Whose whole world is based on deception. That's not a world at all. That's hell. They're building hell on earth. They're working for hell. When Obama says, forward, lean forward, an actual Stalinist, Leninist, even predates that, Marxist, with people in jumbo jets and red carpets at Hollywood events who are tax exempt and just roll around in giant buckets of fiat money, lecturing us with weird Karl Marx stuff about how our kids don't belong to us. Because see, that's for us. We're going to live in a shack and eat GMO and die when we're 45. They're going to get all the life extension and just fly around up there laughing at us. And if we try to get together, well, they'll just send in some agent provocateurs to get a race war going, or to stir everybody up and balkanize us, or send in some other COINTELPRO or cognitive infiltrators who they now announce. Oh, the CIA is going to operate domestically with cognitive infiltrators in 2014. Oh, great. Isn't it wonderful? And, oh, it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for you. You don't like Agenda 21. You found out it's real. You got the documents. You learned the zoning commission is getting flown off to New York and paid off to be part of this. You learned they're going to take over your whole town. Why, we'll just send in some FBI informants. That's another name for people that set people up and harass them and engage in criminal activity up against a bunch of old farmers. That's what's happening now. They send in these young bucks out of the universities that are little agents, little secret police, and they march out and go harass Tea Party events and go and mess with everybody. I mean, that's where we're going in this country. Meanwhile, there is Ebola that appears to be becoming more and more resistant to being able to live in the air, at least a little while, And it's spreading all over the place. And a lot of top virologists, again, estimate 5 million will die. I'm not saying that. That's in the major German newspapers like Bild. Not tabloids. And Obama's sending troops in to, quote, fight it, who aren't trained. And General Boykin's gone public in WorldNet Daily and said it's horrible. They would never do that in the past. See, I'm no military man, but I've read the news over the years religiously, and I know that that's missions they wouldn't do in the past because they know that it'll just spread it and then bring people back with it, and it really doesn't even do any good. But it doesn't matter. They're doing it anyways, and they're going to bring people back here. See, they don't do things the way they did in the past. It's a recklessness. It's a wildness of an elite that's above the law, unaccountable, gets away with anything they want. In China, melamine got in the baby formula, and they executed a bunch of the executives, not defending their system. I'm just saying, here, the executives owned the media. They just had USA Today come out and say, well, the FDA came out and said, but they reported, hey, some melamine, not bad. It's just enough, you know, to cause kidney failure down the road. But, hell, the kid will be 30 when his kidneys fail. Won't know why. Hell, what's wrong with going on dialysis for a decade and then dying? I mean, come on. What's wrong with Bayer knowingly? NBC News, you can just type in Bayer blood scandal. Knowingly, in more than 14 countries, from the United States to Australia, from India to Canada, from France to Russia, sold factor VIII blood platelet in giant batches produced from blood from prisons, and they knew every single production of it. Giant vats of different blood types poured together, had HIV and hepatitis in it, and they shipped it out. And it came out in the memos, and France was the only country to convict anybody, that the executives knew it and said, so what? Oh, man, hey, so what? So what? People need some clotting agent, hemophiliacs. So what if you're a little kid and you're a hemophiliac and you take factor VIII and then you die, horrible, excruciating HIV and hepatitis? So what? Just kill them. And hey, don't ever criticize that or you're anti-government, man. Just bend over it and take it from Bayer Pharmaceuticals. After all, they did such a great job in Nazi Germany, didn't they? And maybe one of you fruitcakes out there could send me an email about how good Hitler was. I'm going to throw up. What we're fighting, Hitler adopted from the nuts that run society. Oh, God, it makes me sick. It makes me so sick how there's just all these cowards just going along with this as it gets worse and worse. We're going to tell you what's coming up when the nationalist leader urges Scots to grasp independence. Campaign borrowed heavily from Obama tactics. British pound at two-year high. Currency traders bet no. Voting begins. You know, I heard Lord Monckton on the other day when I had a guest host near Rob Dew, and I got his point. I mean, he'd say we could have independence if we weren't under the EU, but the EU is just going to come in and take over Scotland anyways. And then you've got basically the Labour, that's basically like the Democrats, and as bad as the Tories are, you know, this is just going to be like a communist wonderland. And that's kind of what will happen. You'll trade one boss for a new boss, like the WHO says, won't get fooled again. But hey, if they want to vote independence, that's fine. They will then go through that process of being raked over the coals like anybody that joins the Euro. Basically, Scotland's just joining the Euro, even though England's already joined it to be gang raped more. And I said there's pitfalls to this. I mean, I support it if they want to vote for it. Because you're just going to leave one system and go right back in the same system's arms another way. It's kind of like you're throwing a ball from your left and right hand. I don't know. It's a very sophisticated issue. It's bizarre. All right. Let's go to this special report dovetailing real reality in 2014 with 12 monkeys from 1999. Put together by Rob Dew. Here it is.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
What report reports of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianca.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Bianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that
it was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13, 1996.
And was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
This is some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of one of the victims.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not airborne. One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently leaked to the press exposed that within a 2-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Infrix Hexa.
I'm going right out to get vaccinated.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended.
Hope everybody enjoys. This is undoubtedly a beta test, but Prince Philip said he wanted to come back reincarnated as a particularly deadly virus to exterminate 90% of the world population and contribute something, in his words. You can read that in the London Guardian, by the way. We covered it a few days ago, as you know. And they all say that they're just getting everybody ready. And the drones and robots and automated systems will help take out whoever's left who tries to fight back. See, I realize now that I'm just here, literally, as a stopgap measure, and so are you. If we don't stop it now, we're planting information warfare time bombs out there in the record, the mental record, the way the cloud works, that can expunge my voice worldwide, your voice very easily in the future, in just a matter of minutes. But still, the memory will live on in your mind and in written word. And so everybody just needs to understand that they are preparing, not this round, but down the road, airborne Ebola, mousepox, and other things.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine of moaning out his one old song. Think about,
I'm going to say it again. We have a normalcy bias in the Overton window. If you don't know what those two terms are, and you're a new listener, write them down, look them up. We have a normalcy bias in the Overton window where they have politically got us to where we will accept almost anything. Almost anything. And once they get a population to that point, it's Soviet Russia, it's Nazi Germany, squared with all this high-tech garbage. And so I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm trying to get people moving to not worry about this. To not worry about the system trying to crush us, but worrying about the larger program coming to fruition. You shouldn't worry about yourself individually being attacked when you're trying to expose the New World Order. You should worry about the fact that people have no chivalry or no even basic culture or basic morals or can't even really communicate, to where it's just a bunch of people milling around mindlessly trying to feel like they've done something of value. And the only places you can have a male role model is in sports or as a government enforcer. And then that'll all be gotten rid of once they've got the robots rolled out. And that's all stated. It's the end of humanity, ladies and gentlemen. It's the end of what we are as we know it. And it's being prepared. And I don't believe that this Ebola outbreak is that. It's a process of successive plagues that are going to get worse and worse as they pose as the saviors, driving us further under their black wings, where we could be safe as the third world dies, as Africa and Latin America dies, as Asia areas die, as areas of Europe die, and only the controlled citadels of social engineering are allowed to go forward. And it'll kind of be a wink, wink. Well, it was allowed to be released to save the Earth, but those of us within the dome cities are safe. That's where all this is going. That's why you see it in all the culture and all the movies for 50, 60, 70 years in the books, because H.G. Wells and others were exterminist, eugenicist, Fabian socialist on record. And they are preparing you for a societal memory to accept this and to accept your bad and accept laying down and accept rolling over. Everything they do is about making people cowardly. Can you imagine if they had cameras in school bathrooms 50 years ago? People, as our guest yesterday said, John McAfee, would burn the school down. You do it today, it's like big deal. It's the government. Let them. Briefly, as we end the hour, prepare to get our guest on and go over some more of the news. Please remember, we are listener supported, and that means spreading the word about this broadcast, whether you listen on AM and FM, shortwave, internet, the free podcast, Infowars.com/show. You can find all the free podcasts, video feeds, audio feeds, all of it. They don't want you to hear this. The system pulls their hair out because it's not the season yet to just go ahead and wipe out the media. It's just audit them, demonize them, set them up, you know, run black ops, cognitive infiltration, COINTELPRO 2.0. That's the game plan publicly. See, because they need all the agents to feel like it's okay, so they can put it in the newspaper. Oh, that they do all these criminal things. They normalize it. That's why it's important to become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and realize, ladies and gentlemen, we literally are flying into the flag cloud here. This is not a game. You have to understand that when they attack any media, when they attack independent media, when they attack truth tellers, they're attacking you. And so how do you fight back? You spread the word. You reach out to others. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. 11 people can use it. Download the films, watch the live show, see the nightly news, and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stories up on Infowars.com. ISIS has, quote, threatened the U.S. military, timing suspect as House votes to fund jihadist. And then they'll have them literally put like 14-year-old conscripts out to be blown up. Basically go make them sit in a Jeep and get blown up or in a Toyota. I shouldn't laugh about this because I've seen the globalists do it before. While the jihadis then get the missiles and the weapons to go kill Christians. And our military dropping bombs will actually believe they're killing Al-Qaeda. They did that in the invasion of Afghanistan. And the locals are so primitive, you could say, in many of these areas, like Afghanistan, that they will then fight back because they're seeing their country get bombed, and then that'll be called the terrorist. And really, they're just killing poor farmers. But this is now, of course, in Syria and Iraq. ISIS released their latest propaganda video threatening jihad if the U.S. puts boots on the ground. This is the plan to play everybody off against each other. And our military, again, because of this show and others, now knows that this is all staged. And our military may have been involved in some wars they weren't supposed to, but on average, they were highly dedicated people that really believed in what they were doing. And now they are freaking out that they have been a party to all this for so long. Just in time for the false flags here in America to be blamed on the Liberty Movement. This is horrible. They're going to want the Republicans that are going to sweep into office in the House and probably even the Senate to purge the Libertarians out of the Republican Party. That's what the elite is basically pushing right now. And so you can expect to see that. This is the season of stage crisis. This is the season of going after the Tea Party and Christians and veterans and patriots. This is the season when they're going to loose the dogs. But there's a real opportunity in this if we speak up and stand up and get in their face when they lie about us and twist and deceive and do the things they do. We have the moral high ground. And it's going to be an epic time. This is the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about so much. The animating contest of liberty is now upon us. The battle has begun. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war, to quote William Shakespeare. I forget, is that from Richard III or is that from Othello? I forget. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Fiery the angels fell. That's not Shakespeare. It's a famous poet, but then mixed with other stuff by Rutger Howard. Fiery the angels fell. Deep thunder rolled around their shores, burning with the fires of Orc. We're going to go to break and come back with Dr. Grip, hit some other news I haven't gotten to yet. Here's that headline I mentioned earlier. General says sending military to fight Ebola, misuse of soldiers. That's the former head of Special Forces, General William G. Boykin. That's just some of the news on that front. But don't worry, the real news is another former NFL player got arrested for domestic violence. You know, Al-Qaeda chopping women's heads off and kids' heads off. That's not a big deal. Sexually mutilating hundreds of thousands of women all over the Middle East. Currently that they're grabbing. That's no big deal, according to them. It's all to somebody spanked their kid.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kind of dominated the conversation last week, and a lot of people wanted to hear Dr. Group back on with us. So in this hour, he joins us from the Global Healing Center, 12 ways to support your immune system naturally. And this is in response to what's happening with Ebola, but all these other drug-resistant forms of bacteria, viruses, you name it. Because the medical system would just tell you, get more unhealthy and just take more, you know, of their drugs. It's not about purifying water. It's not about eating non-GMO. It's not about getting sunshine. It's not about getting adequate rest. It's not about being happy. No, it's all about just going along with the system, which statistically we know is killing us with all the numbers we have. So that's coming up. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll give you all the latest breaking news as it unfolds. There's an interesting article up on Infowars.com. Irate NSA staffer doesn't like being filmed in public when an NSA agent, I guess you could call it, was visiting a university to recruit college students to join the NSA. They freaked out saying, don't videotape me in public. I mean, I just love it. We're going to rape you and use all the data to corner the market, manipulate the markets, and do all of this. But don't you dare show me. They're just supposed to creep around and recruit everybody and then aggressively say, don't videotape me at the fair, the job fair that they put on, where he was just there. I love it how the people that rape your rights are always the ones that freak out the most. You can see the video on Infowars.com. Dr. Group is a very interesting gentleman. Of course, he also is an Army veteran. And he's got his own perspective on the world. It's pretty darn close to mine. Before we get into 12 ways to support your immune system naturally and talk about some solutions here today, Dr. Group, what do you make of the state of the world and where it's all going? What does your gut tell you we're going to see in the next few years? Because you don't have to have spider sense to know things are declining, in my view. But also a lot of good things are happening. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics, you know, expanded by Max Planck and other folks like Albert Einstein, really proven as least a law of nature in this third dimension. But it's just an amazing time to be alive. What's your take on the big picture?
Well, you know, looking at the big picture really in how it affects the health of everybody is the fact that we're exposed to millions of chemicals and toxins and the earth is sick. And when the earth is sick, we all get sick. I mean, you look at the man-made chemicals, you know, we've gotten away from nature and we've gone to a society of man-made things, you know, with prescription medications and toxins being released into the air, the food, the water, et cetera. So, I mean, I see a declining earth and I see declining health pretty rapidly, especially since we're dealing with Ebola and we're dealing with man-made substances right now, which are really hard and attack the immune system. On the flip side, though, like you said, there's always the negative aspect and then there's always the positive aspect. I'm a big believer in, you know, there's always a solution for every situation. I don't think there's problems. I only think there's situations and there's always a solution, and it's finding the solution. That's what my 20 years of research has been. You know, why is everybody getting sick? Why is the earth getting sick? You know, mentally being abused. I mean, the diagnostic and statistical manual developing all these so-called mental illnesses. You know, why is all this happening? And what is the best solution to rectify it all? How do we repair it? So that's a big point. Now, the good news is everything, you know, with the introduction of the internet, with so many people not being satisfied and finally waking up because of your show and all the information that we've been putting out on natural remedies to help clean the soil, you know, organic farming methods, people switching back to organic foods. You know, these are some of the good things that are happening. The fight against genetically modified organisms, the fight against Monsanto, you know, the fight against chemical companies. I mean, you're now seeing chemical companies switching to natural brands and organic ingredients because the demand is finally there. And as long as we don't buy these things and we demand higher quality in organic products, slowly we're seeing a change happen.
So instead of just taking the programming from the state-run media, we have to do our own research and change the paradigm.
Right. I mean, that's, I think people are waking up because they realize they can't trust the mainstream media anymore. I mean, they're getting lied to. I mean, no one out there in the mainstream media is talking about natural solutions for Ebola right now. No one's out there talking about are you ready in case of an outbreak that hits the United States? Do you have a plan of action? Do you have somewhere to go? Do you know about how to isolate yourself? Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? I mean, that should be on the mainstream news right now. Listen, here we have a situation that could potentially, you know, we're bringing doctors into this country that are infected, which God knows why we're doing that. You know, the whole purpose of the CDC and the World Health Organization, when there could be an outbreak, is to quarantine and contain the outbreak, not let people travel all over the world and touch different things. You know, with any type of a pandemic, you got to remember that even though they're saying that it's person-to-person contact, one person can come by and use an ATM machine, another person can come use the ATM machine and touch the buttons, and that's, you know, that's contact. I mean, there's so many different things. Money, you know, money changes hands millions of times every day. You can it can transmit by you touching money. You
know, people sneezing at the mall or the office, but they'll hype up H1N1 that was literally nothing, medical doctors were on record saying. It was totally basically made up, like it's the end of the world. But then meanwhile, they've never flown Ebola patients around. They've never basically stood down. Now they let the crisis get bad enough. Obama is marching in with these thousands of U.S. troops in AFRICOM to save the continent, which we knew was always part of why he was elected, so the globalist could use his face as the face of occupying Africa.
Right. The U.S. State Department's ordering 160,000 hazmat suits. I mean, it's pretty much martial law lockdown over there.
That's a good point you made on Monday. Drudge linked to our article on that. That links right to the government documents. But also there was another article out confirming that they're telling hospitals for weeks, get ready for it, but then not telling the public any basic precautions. I mean, that backs up your point. This is unprecedented. What do you think's going on with this Ebola?
I'm not exactly sure yet what's going on. You know, it's a system that we've seen that's happening, you know, time after time. I'm still trying to figure out. I mean, we know it's man-made. I'm just trying to figure out, was this purposely released or was this accidentally released? Because, you know, we know that the CDC has a patent on Ebola. We know that they've been working on different types of vaccines. Do they actually have 100 million stockpiled vaccines somewhere that they just haven't released yet? I mean, you know, who knows? But and who knows what's going to be in those vaccines, too? You know, right now, you know, the black market situation going on in Africa with people trying to get the blood and pay for the blood of infected people that have healed. You have that situation. But what nobody's talking about is what you can do naturally to boost your own immune system and to protect yourself. You know, that's you know, that's not what they want. And, you know, obviously we'll find out what's coming in the future. You know, you got Cuba involved now, too, that's bringing people in and out. It's just the whole thing is very, you know, shady when you look at who's involved, what's going on. What I've been involved with over the last few weeks is really telling people and educating people on what they need to do to prepare, because here's the thing. I mean, all the fear mongering, you know, and they take the attention away, as you know, they'll focus the attention on an NFL player, and nobody's really finding out the truth about this whole pandemic and what could happen.
That's right. Ebola is spreading all over Africa and getting into the Middle Eastern areas, and they're flying patients everywhere. And we're talking about a player who spanked his kid.
Yeah, all of a sudden, let's say, you know, let's hope this doesn't happen, but what if all of a sudden it comes to the United States. What happens if it's already in the United States? I mean, I know people are coming down with respiratory tract infections all over the place. Now, what if that's being suppressed? And then all of a sudden they say, oh, the pandemic is here and it's spreading rapidly. What have you done, your listeners? What has everyone done really to prepare themselves in case a pandemic, you know, happens? I mean, do you have a bug out plan? Do you have a place to go that you can get out of a densely populated area? I mean, that's the first thing that you need to look at and the first thing that you need to do. Already in Atlanta, they're already talking about the waste of the people being treated there is being flushed into the public water system. You know, how do you spread? I mean, terrorists have been talking about this for years and years and years on the best way to spread bioweapons through the air or through the water supply, you know? So this could actually spread really fast. And unless you have a plan of action ready, unless you've stocked up on everything, unless you know and you're preparing yourself and preparing your immune system right now, you could literally be caught in the thick of things and be thinking, oh, it's almost too late now because I don't have a plan of action.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. But let's just say this is a dry run. It is a wake-up call. But for Africa, it's not a dry run. I mean, it is threatening to collapse Sierra Leone, Liberia, other areas. They're estimating millions could die. On the low end, hundreds of thousands. What about all the new superbugs? I want to talk about that. Finally, they're talking about restricting antibiotics on farms that, you know, to feed animals that aren't even sick, which we then eat and then destroys the flora in our gut. I want to talk about some of that because I don't think we're going to see it coming, like Ebola. It's like that mystery illness. I know you're in Texas. It was really bad here this year that killed so many people. They would just go, it's a mystery illness, but the CDC knows what it is and they won't say, and we're not supposed to talk about it. And the doctors would just look at you weird when you're there watching family die. It's just crazy. So Dr. Edward Group is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to come back and get into 12 ways to boost your immune system naturally. Then we're going to open the phones up so you can call Dr. Group with any questions or comments that you've got. Then we have a special guest of retired CIA coming on.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end.
That's a beautiful song.
Of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I wish it was the end of the New World Order. Organized tyranny. Scientifically organized tyranny. You read all their publications, that's what they call it themselves. Organized, technocratic, authoritarian, scientific dictatorship. And it's so sophisticated, it's a conspiracy theory if you point it out when it's public. All the major weather balloons, satellites, the actual just measurements of the North and South Poles is just growing at record levels. Al Gore says it's all melted, and polar bears can't swim. And AOL had the headline, actual headline, global warming likely to cause colder and snowier winter, scientists say. I mean, it's just this is the end of liars being checked, or is it really the beginning? Because people are saying no, but the establishment still stands, though. They just stand there in all their muck lying. Dr. Group, I was digressing off into that. But think about how they divert us into carbon dioxide that plants breathe, basically, and put off oxygen. While there's just all these environmental crazinesses out there, the GMO, the cross species, the spider goats, the super salmon, the glow-in-the-dark poodles you can buy, you know, that are part jellyfish. What is your biggest concern of this whole cocktail? Do you agree with me that past Ebola, it's just all the other stuff that's happening in the background that's the big threat?
I totally agree. It's a combination of everything. It really boils down to how healthy and how mentally strong you are as a person, because when you combine, you know, the damage that affects not only your mental capacity, your physical capacity, your spiritual capacity, there's so much technology out there, or really what I should say is so many different methods that they're using from the fluoride in the water, the GMOs. I mean, the list goes on and on, that really you just have to educate yourself and know what to avoid and what to look for and use natural replacements and keep your body clean on a regular basis, because, you know, all that is really designed to keep you sick, keep you non-aggressive, keep you, you know, not feeling good about yourself, and keep you in a constant state of fear, which is another thing. I mean, look, whenever they come out, you were asking earlier about, you know, why are they doing all these things? Well, I believe one of the reasons why is, you know, and I haven't seen any studies on this, but when you come out with an Ebola or a SARS or an H1N1, some sort of a pandemic, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, people like us who know how to protect ourselves don't really panic because we're prepared. We don't get into a state of fear. I mean, Ebola doesn't scare me one bit. You know, there's no, you know, I know what to do for it. But think of the billions of people out there that are extremely scared right now and fearful. Now, how does that translate into money? You know, you think that, oh, they're creating the Ebola so they can come out on the back end with a vaccine and then make it mandatory for every single person to get the Ebola vaccine. But the secondary thing is that they know that when they create fear, that your immune system instantaneously falls down by 50%. And it's very interesting, too, to note that there's all kinds of other super bugs that are going around right now in the U.S. If you look at every single public school, the children are sick right now. The parents are sick because of some mysterious illness that's going around right now everywhere. So when the immune system is down, when they create all this stuff and fear and keep the immune system down, you're more susceptible to catching any type of disease or breaking your own system down because you can't digest your foods. Your cortisol levels are high. I mean, we all know how stress is, how damaging stress is. I mean, stress is a killer in itself.
You're right. And even the elites, Newt Gingrich is in the news today saying that there's a global meltdown happening and a crisis of confidence in the elites. The New York Times has an article out about Scotland's independence vote shows a global crisis of the elites. The elites claim they've got this whole eugenics-based stage crisis as a way to control the earth and bring down the population. But the truth is, it's just a system where they can screw everything up and be bad managers and then call it a secret plan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
Your phone calls are coming
the
up.
The empire's on the
I'll
run.
Get the number out and
Alex
we'll
Jones
get into more ways
and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Congress has a 7% approval rating in Gallup. The New York Times has an article out. Scotland's independence vote shows a global crisis of the elites. And it's similar polls in Europe. What are armored vehicles and a bunch of militarized police going to do when their grandma's having their house taken? It's just people know this new world order does not take us to a good place. And the dependency has just turned people, myself included, into unhealthy blobs. That's why I'm trying to have this journey to get back in shape. But it's good news when Newt Gingrich is running around warning the elite. I've got this here in my stack. I'll pull it out in a minute. You know, citing that the system's in trouble. Here it is. It was a National Review. Gingrich warns GOP of population in turmoil this fall. And he says that aggravated Republicans have failed to offer a positive alternative to President Obama's agenda. Well, that's because they're bought and paid for by the same interest, Gingrich. You know that. And there's another one. Left blast Clinton in secret emails. They absolutely hate her. Mainline leftists that really believe they're trying to build a better world. They have a name for it. It's called people that have been deceived. Because there's nothing liberal about the agenda of the big establishment liberal movement. It is authoritarian. It is totalitarian as the day is long. But it's trendy, so it's okay. Because after all, you know, president wears sharp suits, has got a slick walk, plays golf, kind of looks like a professional golfer. He's just hanging back, smiling. Everything's all right. He's up there to look confident. All his surrogates take over. All his minions divide and conquer. He's there. Oh, let's come together. Of course, he didn't build that business. Bitter cleaners. I'll get those guns one day. Don't you worry. Meanwhile, I'm guarding people with guns, but that's all right. What a world. What a world. Dr. Edward Group joins us. The toll-free number, if you've got any questions for him about herbs or about nascent iodine or about Ebola, he really is a knowledgeable guy because I've had people that, you know, other guests on the show that are brain surgeons and mainline medical doctors and chemists and things, and they just are blown away by the info he puts out. And I know personally the products he helped us develop for InfoWarsLife.com, the Supermel Vitality, the Superfilm Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the X2, the other products that he helped develop with my dad, like the Ocupower for the eyes, but of course the one that really blows people away, that's the DNA Force, which, by the way, it's got about 10 patented ingredients where you're allowed to actually make, you know, claims of what it does because it's certified. It's a nutraceutical. We don't have it. It's sold out at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll get some in a few weeks, hopefully. It's just amazing. You know, some people, a lot of people I know who had, like, nerve damage in their elbows, their knees, are like, my knee is numb when I take this. And, well, yeah, that's what we told people. That's what happens when nerves are growing back. At first, they tingle and get numb. I mean, I've got old sports injuries. I've been on this about 3 months, and they, you know, we have our own supply of them. It's sold out, obviously. Anyways, it's a side issue. I didn't mean to digress off into that. Dr. Group, let's speak to that before we, here's the toll-free number. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for your question for Dr. Edward Group. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, 800-259-9231. Dr. Group, going back here for just a moment to what I was talking about with the products, I want to do a plug here. That's how we fund our operation, plus they're great products. The Oxy powder that we still have in stock that you developed, that is the, you know, proprietary on-record Mac Daddy of the oxygen tablets that clean out the guts, the first and the best. And just, I've had truly amazing results with it, flushing out my system. Only been on it about a month, and it's, people can see how much weight I've lost around the abdomen area. Specifically, though, I want to talk about that and some of the other products here, but specifically getting into DNA Force and why it's so dramatic.
Well, the good news is, which I was going to tell you anyway, and for the first time, is we should have some shipped out to you guys tomorrow. So you should have it available by early next week. It's just an amazing formula that your dad and I put together because we looked around and there was nothing out there, and everybody really wants to repair themselves and slow down the aging process. So when we were doing the research, you know, all aging and all disease starts at the cell. I mean, if you look at the cellular function, cells breathe, they eat, they drink, they go to the bathroom, they do every single thing that you do. So the problem is, if we have 100 trillion cells in our body, is that our cells are contaminated. You know, what surrounds the cell is water, and what's inside the cell is water. It's like a balloon. It's really not water. It's more like salt water. It's like it's almost identical to seawater. The problem is whenever our cells are unhealthy, what you eat and what you drink and what you're exposed to on a daily basis ends up in that water surrounding the cells or ends up in the water inside of the cells. And those are going to be your heavy metals, your pesticide residue, your insecticide residue, the genetically modified stuff, the viruses, the bacteria, all of other these things that end up surrounding your cellular fluid that cause the cells to have to replicate faster and faster. And when your cells need to replicate faster, what's going to happen is that can cause cancer. It can replicate into an oncogene, a cancerous cell, or each time it replicates, you have what's called telomeres that become shorter and shorter and shorter. And scientists at Harvard have come to the conclusion that they can measure your aging based on the length of your telomeres. So the DNA force is really, and when I was talking about, cellular damage, it's really due to free radical damage. You know, all those chemicals and toxins out there are nothing more than free radicals, harmful free radicals. So when we were developing DNA force, what we wanted to do was put together a formula that would strengthen the cell, that would fight against free radical damage, high antioxidant content, but use compounds that have been proven effective for years and years and years by other companies that have actually done the research on these individual ingredients, and then put them all together into one supplement. And that was the birth or the creation of DNA force.
And it's organic types of the patented ingredients. That's what's so important. It's not the synthetic version. It's the type the body's able to upload.
Right. No one's ever put more than maybe two of these ingredients together in any formula. That's why there is no formula in the world that compares to this. Anybody can look on your website on InfoWarsLife.com and go under the ingredient list of DNA Force and type each ingredient in Google. And you can actually read for yourself all the benefits and the clinical studies that were done on each individual ingredient. And then combine all those benefits into one hardcore packed supplement. And you can only imagine the benefits that you're going to get out of it. We've just had, rave reviews. I take it personally on a daily basis myself, just because I know how strong it is. And, even though I'm super clean, I have plants in my office, I have an air purification system going. I mean, I drink clean water, eat organic foods. You're still exposed to environmental toxins when you travel. You're still exposed to stuff all the time. And, I have to admit, I actually do get a little stressed from time to time just because, everybody does. So I try to control my stress at the same time. But protecting the cells is a key factor.
And you talk about a lot of that is having really clean water, drinking a lot of water. Obviously eating a lot of roughage and things like that. I mean, it's a lot of things you do. I want to go to phone calls here and talk more about detoxifying, but I was putting a plug for the Oxy powder that you developed. We do have it. You guys told me it's off and on for a year, I should take it. And I was like, really, oxygen tablets? I hadn't really listened to you and read that it's your proprietary system where it opens up in the intestines. And let me just say it's dramatic. It's unlike any other cleanse I've ever done. And it's been dramatic on my waist size going down. It's just simply amazing. Dr. Group, tell people about Oxy powder available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, years ago when I finished my research after, 15 years of doing research on the cause of all disease, I wrote my first book, which was called Health Begins in the Colon. And also disease begins in the colon and really the intestinal tract. Everybody calls it the colon, but it's the first exposure point to all the disease-causing toxins. It's how every single thing gets in the bloodstream. I mean, you might breathe a few things in through your lungs, but a lot of it gets caught in your mucous membrane and ends up, draining back down into your stomach and into your intestines anyway. So once we realized that all disease-causing chemicals enter through the intestinal lining, the next thing was, what's going on with everybody's intestinal lining? And then we started finding out that 10 out of 10 people, usually over the age of 30, have some form of intestinal problem, whether it's not enough probiotics, whether they're eating too acidic foods, they're eating GMO foods, they have leaky gut syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, celiac, bloating, gas. I mean, the list goes on and on. So then we found out that most people aren't having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day like they should. So we just put 2 and 2 together and said, wait a second, what people need to be doing ultimately is eating clean food and more raw foods and stuff like that, but they're not. So what can we do to get to help people clean their intestines on a regular basis that's going to be safe and effective and not harm the intestinal lining, but actually chew away and break down all that compacted fecal matter that's been there for years and years and years and years and start repairing their intestinal lining. 70% of your immune system is in the gut. The gut is the key to being healthy, the key to your immune system, the key to everything inside the body. And that's when we developed OxyPowder, because it was based on Nikola Tesla's research on stabilizing monatomic oxygen. A monatomic is O1. It's a reactive form of oxygen. It's called a reactive oxygen species. And not, we're not talking O2 here, because O2 is already stable. So what this does is it slowly releases in your intestines while you sleep at night. It's easy to take. You take it before bed. And then it releases all these tiny little oxygen bubbles, and it literally oxidizes these toxins and cleans and wipes, breaks down through an oxidation reduction reaction all this compaction in your small intestine and in your bowel. So when you get up in the morning, you have maybe 2 or 3 bowel movements, depending on, you know, how much stuff is going on with you.
And again,
you,
there's a lot of people out there that act like kids and make jokes about this. This is serious. Colon cancer, all of it is exploding. Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed with billions invested on manipulating all these new diseases in the gut that they know the vaccines are triggering. It's all connected. This is a major revolution against what they're doing. It helps fund our operation as well, so it's a win-win. You can also call toll-free to get your OxyPowder, your X2 Survival Shield, nascent iodine, and all the great InfoWarsLife.com products. That's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And so that's a big part of it, with 70% of the immune system being in the gut with all these things out there. A big part of it, ladies and gentlemen, is to start taking high-quality supplements like those available at InfoWarsLife.com, the Fluoride Shield, Chelation, you name it. Okay. Again, I like to have group using on once a month. We're having him on 2 weeks in a row here because it's key information and it helps fund our operation. And that just is so essential. So it's a win-win. Why not do it? Let's talk to Larry in Michigan. You're on the air with Dr. Edward Group. Go ahead.
How you doing, Dr. Group? How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I'm a member. I got a question. I'm 67 years old, had my ticker fixed 4 times. I got like 4 stents. What's good for me to keep my ticker cleaned out?
Well, best thing you can do to keep your cardiovascular system clean, you know, one of the first things that we do is do liver and gallbladder cleansing, because if the liver is clean, the kidneys are clean, you know, some of the other organs are clean, then, you know, the liver can process some of those toxins that's floating around in your cardiovascular system. But again, addressing the gut, because taking it back, why your cardiovascular system is weak to begin with, the root cause, is because you're taking in too many chemicals and toxins or something that's destroying the walls of your cardiovascular system. So how are those things getting in? They're getting in through your gut. They're getting into the bloodstream through your gut. So I would focus on the gut and then also continually cleansing your system. Another way to strengthen the cardiovascular system is with exercise, you know, pumping it, you know, doing some exercise slowly with your case, maybe getting with a natural healthcare practitioner in your area. There's also some herbs that you can take to strengthen the cardiovascular system, but really focus on keeping your diet clean and increasing your water intake with organic apple cider vinegar and avoiding the plaquey substances, the white flour, everything that can cause damage to the cardiovascular system.
Yeah, well, I try to eat right and I do a fair job. You know, I'm not fat. I think it's a genetic thing more than anything else, because I'm pretty healthy, you know, other than that. And,
well, it is true that there's predispositions for cancer or heart problems, but if you look at the numbers though, a lot of this stuff's going up because of the additives, the fake sweeteners, the artificial fats, And they tell you all fat's bad, and they come out with these new artificial fats, and you see the studies, it's just like glue in your arteries, glue in your guts. I mean, it's really not rocket science that chicken McNuggets, and I'm not just picking on McDonald's, it's in most of the McNugget-type stuff produced in China, has the base of silicone in it as a fluffing agent, so that the crispiness looks like, wow, that's really a lot of fried stuff there. And it's literally plastic. I mean, it's just like, what might be hurting you is stuff you ate 20, 30 years ago. That's just what I'm throwing out there. Dr. Group, any validity to that?
Yeah, it's a progressive thing. I mean, the thing is, they want you to be sick and slowly have, you're predisposed, as you said, you might have some genes, but it's been proven that gene, just because you have the gene for breast cancer or heart disease or anything, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to
get
that.
Your genes load the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. There's a couple other things, you can look into some EDTA chelation therapy that helps clean the walls. There's an enzyme called serrapeptase that's produced by the silkworm, and that is really good for the cardiovascular system. In studies, it goes through and helps eat away some of the plaquing and strengthens the walls. Also, another enzyme called natokinase, which is something that you should look at as well.
All right. Thank you, caller. We spent a lot of time with that caller, but it was an important question. We got two more short segments with another special guest joins us, who comes highly recommended by Colonel Schaefer to give us the inside take on false flag terror, Benghazi, ISIS and arming them and more. We have a special guest coming up, but your calls in the next two segments are straight ahead. Bill and Anthony and Curtis and Robin, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world.
Well, the British pound at a two-year high. Currency traders bet no. They think that Scotland will stay with the UK. The UK is already run by the EU, so it's kind of six one way, half a dozen the other. But it would be good to see the Scots be independent again. But after 500 years fighting to be independent or more, I want to go back to your phone calls right now with Dr. Group. Again, Alex Jones here live. Got a third hour coming up today. Billy in California, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. First of all, the Oxy powder, my wife and I have been taking it for a year. We bought it from the Global Healing Center, but that stuff with diet and exercise is amazing for fitness. More recently, the Vitality, we both take it. It's awesome. But my question is actually about my father-in-law who has hand tremors, and it's not related to Parkinson's. What would be good for him, Dr. Group, to take for these hand tremors?
Well, the first thing I would do is try to trace back the root cause of why he's having the hand tremors. And most likely it's some sort of heavy metal contamination. It could be aluminum deodorant. But usually whenever you're having some sort of neurological problem, it stems from toxicity in the brain. And usually the heavy metals act as carriers and they can pull chemicals and toxins up there. So aluminum, mercury. So I would recommend doing I would recommend doing intestinal cleansing, liver and gallbladder cleansing, parasite cleansing, heavy. And then after that, doing chemical and heavy metal cleansing, and then looking at his environment and seeing what he might be exposed to on a regular basis that could be causing the neurological issues and the tremors. One other thing that you might want to look at too is, did he have a fall or any type of traumatic accident, in the last 4 or 5 years or something that could have misplaced one of his bones in his neck? And I would recommend him going to a chiropractor.
Yeah, because it could be nerves.
And it could be a bone that's moved out of position that, or it could even be muscular, actually, up in the brachial plexus, which is a branch of nerves under your arm.
Oh, I know that now that I'm working out hard sometimes, deadlifting or whatever, at night my hands will be shaking, but they're fine the next day. They're just tired.
Yeah, so, check the nerve. There's tests that they can do. I mean, even a chiropractor can call in somebody doing nerve conduction velocity testing. It's called NCV. But then have him check, too, for a bone that might be out of position.
All right. Thank you, caller. Let's jam in another one. Curtis, real quick question. Go ahead. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, first, I'm very healthy. I'm 31 years old. I eat organic, and I take mega doses of vitamins and nutraceuticals, and I don't eat any processed foods, and I feel great. But my question is, 10 years ago or 11 years ago when I was in the Army, I was given the anthrax vaccine and probably four or five boosters after that for the 3 years I was in. Is there anything I can do to help flush whatever would be left of that in my body out, or do you think I'm good to go at this point if I feel good?
It just depends on how good your body works. I don't know how the best thing that you can do. Is just continue to cleanse your body. I don't know how many liver and gallbladder cleanses you've done and how many deep cellular cleanses you've done, but, that would be something that I would focus on. If you're not having any symptoms, that's the main thing that you want to look for. But if you've already changed your diet, changed your environment, and you've strengthened your immune system, you're doing really good. You might have some residue in there forever, but as long as your system is strong, your self-healing mechanism is strong, you should be okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Five more minutes with Dr. Group. Then our special guest joins us, Robin, and Anthony and others. Your calls are coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Back 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. Dr. Ed Group is our guest, taking more phone calls right now for him. And we have our special guest, Robert David Steele, BigBatUSA.org. And he's a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy hacker, and more. He's going to give us some really good information on what's happening in the world. Comes highly regarded from Colonel Schaefer. So that's enough for me. I want to hear from him. We appreciate him coming on. Let's go to Robin in New Hampshire. Quick question, please, for Dr. Group or comment.
Hi, guys. Dr. Group, I'd like to know more about colloidal silver, why 30 parts per million is more effective than, say, 100 parts per million or 500 parts per million.
That's a good question. I mean, really just over the years, the last 20 or so years, with the testing that people have done, they've found that the 10 parts per million actually is the most effective dose. I think it has to do more with the density of the water. You know, it's a complicated process when you make colloidal silver and the type of water that you use, the type of silver that you use. I mean, there's a lot of different variations that are involved. You know, the majority of people out there use a 4.9 silver. There's a difference between using a 4.9 silver and a 5.9 silver. That means 0.99999 silver. There's a difference in whether you use a deionized water versus distilled water versus double distilled water versus triple distilled water. There's not enough scientific testing out there that I can say reliably why that is. You would think that the higher the parts per million, the more effective it is. But you also have to look at the absorption and the testing that has been done and found effective is at lower PPM dosing. So talking about colloidal silver, it's one of my favorite things to have at all times. And it's one of the things that I would recommend everybody uses. Not only does it boost your immune system and many, many other uses, but it's also one of those things that you need to have good stock of in case of so like a pandemic, like Ebola or something like that.
And in my view, any colloidal silver is better than no colloidal silver. I think it also, just like anything, depends on the person's body, their biology, but Dr. Group's the expert. Thank you so much, ma'am. One more caller we have time for. Sorry to Ben and Josh, but we'll see how fast we can go. Anthony in Florida calling in. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my question is, every morning I do a lot of, for breakfast, I'll juice a lot, and My question is, I mean, I'm not hungry until the rest of dinner time. Is juicing a way to get toxins out?
Juicing is a way to get toxins out. It depends on what kind of juicer that you have, you know, whether it's a pressed juicer, whether you have fiber or not in your juicer, or like, for example, if you have a Norwalk, which is what the Gerson recommends, to where you just get the juice itself and it goes directly into your bloodstream. Depending on what you juice, juicing is never bad as long as you're using organic vegetables and stuff like that, because juicing is going to be high in antioxidants. It's going to be alive. You know, it's a live raw food. You get highly concentrated vitamins and minerals. You get a good form of water in the juices. So it detoxifies you. It energizes you. It boosts your immune system. It helps heal.
All right,
we're
almost out of time, Dr. Group. I want to thank you.
It's amazing.
Let me get a 10-second question in. Super female vitality for a pregnant woman, Ben in Missouri asked.
I would avoid any super male super female vitality if you're pregnant, just because you don't really want any alterations in your hormones. Even if it's a hormone balancer, I still would not recommend it if you're pregnant.
Yeah, and consult with your physician. That's always good, too. We can't sit here and do this over the air, diagnose it. Thank you so much. I'll try to get to other callers later, but Dr. Group, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no
Robert price. David Steele comes highly recommended by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who exposed the fact they were ordered to stand down twice and they could have killed Osama bin Laden, other leaders of Al-Qaeda. That, of course, is famously discussed in congressional hearings with Abel Danger and Stratus Ivey. He was on with us last week to talk about the fact that the vast majority, not just 65 or 85, but over 90% of the rebels are connected to Al-Qaeda-type groups. So he said, hey, you ought to get Robert David Steele on. And so it's exciting to get him on. Robert David Steele is a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, Inc., and 2012 candidate for the Reform Party presidential nomination. He's currently CEO of Earth Intelligence Network, an accredited educational nonprofit. Robert is known for his advocacy of open source intelligence, teaching 7,500 mid-career officers from around 66 governments, and is today the foremost proponent of applied collective intelligence, which integrates holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything. The latter, an engineering and information management approach that is affordable. And then it goes on to talk about being scalable. His most recent book is The Open Source Everything Manifesto, Transparency, Truth, and Trust. And we appreciate him joining us. Buy Beta, IOTA.net, or BigBatUSA.org, or two of his sites. And I notice he talks about how we have to get trust back. The New York Times is reporting that this is a global crisis of the elites, what's happening in Catalonia and Scotland and Texas. And Newt Gingrich is in the news today in National Review saying both Republicans and Democrats have lost the people's trust. 7% approval rating for Congress and Gallup. I mean, this is really an amazing time to be alive. There's a lot of waking up happening, but also a lot of tyranny. So I want to get into Benghazi. I want to get into what's happening with ISIS. I want to get into open source. I want to get into his new book, a lot, Cover the Waterfront, with Robert David Steele. Robert, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, Alex, it's an honor, really. I'm very glad to be here.
It's great to be here. To have you. There's so much to discuss. I just threw out a whole bunch of stuff. What do you want to hit first?
You follow the program you've got. Benghazi's good. I've got 6 reasons why Benghazi was a cluster, a perfect storm.
Give us your take on Benghazi.
Well, first off, CIA did a Coast Cathy. One of the problems with CIA, where I was a clandestine case officer and I served in 3 overseas tours, including chasing terrorists and planning for regime change, is CIA is a bureaucracy. it doesn't actually do threat assessments. It's not actually in touch with ground truth. It tends to take most of its threat intelligence from local liaison, from its counterpart services. It doesn't have the clandestine human penetrations of rebel groups and others that it's supposed to have. So bottom line is, I think CIA got blindsided. They were doing their little arms transfer stuff, and they did not realize just how vulnerable a position they had put themselves in. Number two, the Department of State is not responsible for defending CIA facilities that are not part of an established diplomatic installation. And the same is true for DOD. So CIA was out on its own, operating an annex that was not part of the lineup, according to DOD or state, and they failed to defend themselves. Number three, there was no Marine Expeditionary Unit offshore. Now, normally we have a Marine Expeditionary Unit offshore in the Med, but the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for reasons that are beyond me, decided that they didn't need one that particular month. Number four, I think Panetta lost his nerve. I do believe that General Hamm and everybody else said, hey, we've got to do something. We had 7 hours within which we could have done something. And one of the first things that I and other officers did when that email came into state was we posted a graphic of all of the available units that were within 1 to 2 hours away. And that graphic, if you look up graphic Benghazi fiasco master post, you'll get right to it. And that shows everything that was available. And then you have, besides Panetta losing his nerve, you basically have the president, the White House, dithering for 7 hours. There is no question but that the White House knew what to do. And I think it all comes down, for me, it comes down to Panetta losing his nerve.
Well, we look at Benghazi, and it's just another example of who this country's supposedly working for. Because from what I've read and what's been open source, as you call it, this was really the security force there in Benghazi, the group that the West had been, you know, conduiting arms through. And then for some reason, they decided to come down and attack the facility. I mean, I think that dovetails and segues off into the rest of ISIS or ISIL or Al-Qaeda in Iraq and where all that's going. It was an exchange 2 days ago with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs in the Senate Armed Service Committee, Dempsey, with Senator Graham. And Graham was going, now, none of our allies ever work with ISIL, changing the names again. And then Dempsey goes, well, yeah, they're arming them. I mean, it's just, it seems like, from what I've seen, the military knows that this is going on from the grassroots right up at the top. And I just don't see how they can get away with this. I mean, it's just so immoral to overthrow Assad and put something in 10 times worse, in my view. Do you agree with that, or what can you add to that?
Alex, I agree with you completely. And as you say, there's so much we could talk about, but let's unpack this a little bit. First off, let me give really high credit to the defense attachés on the ground. One of the great shining spots in defense intelligence is the defense attaché corps, and the things these guys do and the risks they take to go out on the street in completely open capabilities. I really respect these guys. And yes, DOD gets stuff that CIA does not get, because CIA has its head up the rear end of foreign liaison. It literally does not have clandestine human penetrations of all of these groups. Now, number two, the American government generally, in the intelligence community particularly, are naive. They literally have allowed the Saudis to fund radical Islam. They've allowed the Zionists to basically take everything they want from us at American taxpayer expense. And we don't actually do a balance sheet of what's going on with the allies. My personal feeling is that we have absolutely no business putting troops into the Middle East. We have absolutely no business arming the Arab dictators, and we have no business paying 20% of the Israeli budget, which is being used to eradicate Palestine. But what this boils down to is a failure of American intelligence and a failure of American integrity. And let me stop there and give it back to you for a follow-up.
Oh, I just don't understand the policy. I mean, I could see a policy of balkanization, and I'm not an anti-Israel guy myself, but when Netanyahu came out a few months ago and was in the Jerusalem Post saying, you know, ISIS might be good because it'll destabilize everything. That's just so Machiavellian to openly say we want failed states from Libya to Syria and even try to destabilize Egypt. It sounds like set the world on fire and watch it burn.
Well, what you really have here is I think Obama is a prisoner of state. The neoconservative game plan, which is also the Zionist game plan, and I certainly distinguish between the loyal American Jews and the loyal Jews in Israel and the nation of Israel, and then the Zionist management of Israel. It's only the last that I have a real problem with. But the neocons, when they took us to war on the basis of 935 now documented lies, they had a plan to destabilize the entire region. General Wes Clark went on video. His video is still up there talking about a foreign policy coup. What's happening now in Washington with ISIS is a second foreign policy coup, and it's 935 lies light.
I just don't see how they're going to get away with it, because most people are figuring out we're going to fund the rebels to take out the rebels when the majority, any way you slice it, are the radicals. And then they just last week blew up the non-radicals all at some meeting. Shades of Darth Vader showing up, in episode 3 to kill the opposition leaders. I mean, it just really reeks. What is the policy from the best you know from your sources?
I don't see a policy. What I see is a spending plan. From where I sit, and this goes back to Vietnam and to Iraq and to the general perception within the neoconservative circles, the banking circles, the military industrial circles. And if you haven't had Chuck Spinney and Winslow Wheeler on, I certainly recommend them. What the money people are trying to do is send the military back into the Middle East to use it up, burn it out, have more veteran suicides, have more casualties. And they are completely oblivious to the fact that that's exactly what the Saudi Arabians and the Jordanians and the Qataris and the United Arab Republic and the Israelis, as you just pointed out, that's what they want us to do. They want America to put troops back on the ground so everybody will be angry at the Americans. And this will take some pressure off of the dictators in the Middle East, who are essentially doing to their public what the Wall Street 1% has done to the American public. I like to paraphrase Abe Lincoln, and one of the reasons that Scotland and Catalan and Quebec and all these other secessionist movements are active now, as a guy named Neil did so beautifully in the New York Times today, is you cannot screw 90% of the people 90% of the time. And that's what's happened these last 20 years. So I absolutely oppose any further American airstrikes, any further American destabilization of Syria, any further American troops into the Middle East. In fact, I think we should close down the 44 bases that we have surrounding Iran. We need to come back home, where 30 to 40 towns in California and 30 to 40 towns in Texas have run out of water. And Ebola, and there are other things we can talk about. But the bottom line is there is no policy. There is no strategy. There is no policy. There is no intelligence coming out of the White House right now.
Wow. We're going to come right back with our guest. There's several websites, but bigbatusa.org, Robert David Steele. We're going to talk about his view of intelligence gathering, which can be used for business or anything, from my perspective, and why the CIA doesn't have, I guess, what they call HUMET, except domestically. Alex Jones here, back live. Robert David Steele is our guest. He's a Marine and, of course, a former CIA case officer, spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network. I want to talk about his book and what he means by open source everything. That's a book I want to read. But in this short segment, specifically because, Israel does, at least in the U.S., become a sacred cow. It's also a sacred cow to bash Israel. It just becomes a bunch of tribal vitriol on both sides. I don't like the Israel lobby manipulating internal politics in this country, and I don't like other lobbies doing it either. So I don't like Israel, or at least people that run Israel, trying to couch any disagreements with what they say as being anti-Israel, even by Jews that live in Israel. It just becomes asinine. It's like saying you're racist if you don't agree with Obama on something, or if you don't like Obamacare, that, by the way, the Republicans just joined the Democrats in funding it. Boehner with Pelosi, but that's another issue we'll cover at another point. So I'm annoyed by both sides of this thing. because then I just see vicious vitriol out of the anti-Israel crowd that uses their hatred of Israel as just an excuse to act however they want. But then I see out of what I guess you call the militarized state of the, you know, in Israel as kind of a military-industrial complex that Eisenhower talked about, using that as a way to control Israel and then skim the money off the top from all the U.S. aid. I mean, is that what you're basically getting at?
I totally agree with you. And let me come back to Morton Halperin's book, Bureaucratic Politics and Foreign Policy. That book tells you that rule number one in Washington is lie to the president if you can get away with it. And I will tell you that based on my looking at what John Kerry and Chuck Hagel are getting from their intelligence people and what Obama's getting, Obama has nobody today in Washington that he can trust to tell him the truth. And that's what I'm about. I'm about putting the truth on the table. The truth at any cost lowers all other costs. And right now, Obama is deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well, undoubtedly, you can see the policies by Western governments are completely run by special interest. And it's like the special interests are driving us off a cliff. They're not going to be able to spend all that money if we have nuclear war with Russia. They're not going to be able to spend all that if we... I mean, it's just so immoral. And I'm not in romanticizing the elites of old like Eisenhower and Kennedy and people, but it just seems like there's a decadence to it and weird warmongering women at the State Department. I mean, it's really obscene.
It is obscene. But I have good news for you. And it actually comes from the Rothschilds. I've been working with some people in Europe, and we're looking very much at how the economy is changing and what the messages are that are coming out from the elites. And I want to give Kissinger and Fareed Zakaria high marks, which I don't normally do, because they've broken ranks with the insiders that are pushing this war on ISIS. And if people go to Phi Beta Iota, the public intelligence blog, and just search for ISIS, they'll get some very compelling, truthful surveys of what's actually going on. But here is what happened in London. They had a conference on inclusive capitalism. This was sponsored by the City of London and by the Rothschilds, Lady Rothschild. This is nothing less than a primal scream. This is nothing less than the people who are managing $30 trillion saying, oh my God, the pitchforks are coming. So I'll tell you, Alex, you're absolutely right when you say this is a wonderful time to be alive. Because I think what is happening now is that the financial people are realizing that the two-party tyranny that they've been so happy to sponsor for so long has failed them. And they have to find a third path. And I think you and I are part of that third path.
What is your view? Obviously, when nobody lionizes Russia, it's got its share of corruption and, you know, kind of thuggish bureaucracy. But what do you think about Ukraine and where all this is going? Because it seems pretty dangerous to me.
Well, let me say, first off, I've been high on Putin for a long time. I think Putin is a professional, a realist, a serious guy. And he has put up with a lot of misbehavior by the United States as well as elements of Europe. On the Ukraine, Putin shares some of the blame because he allowed a corrupt communist government to go for too long. But now we have a corrupt fascist government. The Ukraine is a really ugly mess. The United States has no business being in there. NATO has no business saying that they... Well, first off, NATO has been violating its promise to Russia that we would not embrace the Eastern European countries and add them to NATO. So we have a whole long line of broken promises with respect to Eastern Europe as a buffer zone.
Well, it's a broken treaty, isn't it?
Go ahead.
I mean, it's pretty much a broken treaty, right?
Yes, and we are the violators. We should not be in the Ukraine, period.
I want to hear where you think it's going, sir, when we come back and move into Ebola, open source, everything, and phone calls. Toll-free number to join our guest, and here's an article about it in The Guardian. The open source revolution is coming, and it will conquer the 1%, ex-CIA spy says. Our guest, Robert David Steele.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we'll know soon if Scotland's voting to leave the UK, the United Kingdom. Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Sotloff, one of the beheaded journalist spokesmen, says Obama administration bullied and hectored family, shot us down at every opportunity. Then we have the viral hashtag we're sending out, hashtag declassify, campaign to reveal the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 Commission report. Toll-free number to join us to talk to our guest with foreign policy or geopolitical questions. Robert David Steele is our guest, bigbatusa.org or phibetaiota.net. And he is the author of Open Source Everything. We're going to talk about some of that in a moment and then go to your phone calls. But what do you and the other thinkers that you read and see, is there a consensus? Because, I mean, there's a consensus. We see now there's a decline of the whole world, really, except for maybe some areas of Asia, a accelerated moral decline, a police state acceleration, an elite that just thinks they can continue to just buy more armored vehicles, more drones, more NSA spying, more hidden microphones, more Stingray systems, stealing your data, more. I mean, you're talking about how there's no real human intelligence in the CIA, except domestically. My dad just retired, but he and all the doctors where he worked got visited by Homeland Security. And they said, like 2 years ago, we want you to spy on your patients. And they said, what, like terrorists, people that said, no, just, you know, everybody tell us what they're thinking. Come to monthly meetings with Homeland Security. We can even get you a little card. And, you know, if you work enough for us, give you some money. They were like trying to turn doctors into like spy informants. And a lot of them, you know, watch 24 or something, think it's really cool. But most of them knew that it was like going to work for Ceausescu or something. And then you learn about clergy response teams and FBI InfraGuard. And I mean, I personally have to deal with well-known FBI informants, literally, and I'm thinking about, you know, doing a report on this, literally following me around and then letting me know they are, and just doing all sorts of weird stuff just because I'm on air saying, I think we should not have warrantless wiretapping. I mean, it's just so crazy to watch this decline. It's scary. And I don't want to leave the U.S. with my family. There's really nowhere to go. I mean, it's almost like wringing of hands here.
Well, let me give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is you're absolutely right. We've created a national security state and Homeland Security and the NSA with its mass surveillance. They're out of control. The good news is it's an employment program for white guys that can't get jobs anywhere else.
Okay.
And what you really have, because, I mean, I'm part of that community. I've been part of that community. I still care for that community. My wife still works for that community. And the bottom line is 95% of these people are good people trapped in a bad system. What this is all about is spending money, because Congress gets a 5% kickback and nobody really cares whether Homeland Security, the NSA are effective or not. They're not. In fact, almost virtually everything that's happened in the United States has been a false flag event. It has not been a real event. And NSA has not prevented a single terrorist incident, neither has Homeland Security. So the good news is this is really the U.S. government budget out of control, serving special interests and giving Congress a 5% kickback. It's not actually the Orwellian state. It's more of a perversion of the Orwellian state.
So it's like a bunch of country club folks and others just running around with all this high-tech power. And it's basically just a way to continue the gravy train rolling. Because, I mean, sure, the Nazis had a security state, but they were really going around grabbing people and were somewhat organized.
I got to give people credit because, yes, they will assassinate you and they will lock you up without due process. And there are some pretty bad things that are happening, but it's a very, very small, tiny percentage. I think I remember Madeleine Albright's memoir. She talked about how as Secretary of State, she was a gerbil on a wheel. So just think of these people as 10 million gerbils on wheels.
Yeah.
You've got an idea of how threatening they actually are to the Constitution.
Well, my problem is that...
Well, you are another case entirely.
Sure. They definitely don't like me. They hire, though, these really obviously sociopathic, psychopathic, borderline personality disorder, narcissist types who go around doing their dirty work. And, you know, it's usually their operatives, not even agents or people. And then you'll find people with 2 or 3 degrees and a big combat resume that run 8 miles every morning and are super moral and, you know, volunteer at the church. And they're just literally at a cubicle. And then you'll just have whoever's psychopathic just running around on the streets, you know, doing whatever they want. I mean, I had family, obviously the CIA recruits a lot out of Texas, who just, you know, before they died were just point blank that, you know, they were taken out of the army, put in black ops teams and went around assassinating people inside the U.S. And it just, you start learning how pervasive all this is. So when you say, yeah, they lock people up, they have rendition, they kill people, it is a very small percentage. But it's still, when you're talking about 10 million people, that small percentage is a pretty big, you know, multi-brigade level hit team operation.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, we should talk about Boston Breaks and the murder of that journalist.
Let's talk about that and talk about false flags, sir.
All right. Well, from where I sit, both the school in Connecticut and the Boston bombing were false flag operations. The school in Connecticut had been closed for 4 years. There were no students, no teachers, no parent-teacher association. The paramedics were not allowed into the school. From where I sit, that was a complete false flag. It was a drill. And we've already, not we, but others have exposed the actors that were involved, the financial relations with the families that were allegedly victimized, who had their homes bought and who were then given exit paths. All of that is on the record, but you don't see the media covering that. Boston bombing, for me, the truth teller was when the rabbis and the priests rushed to comfort the wounded, and they were not allowed to get near any of the wounded. That, in intelligence, we call an indicator. And then you add to that the fact that there were no wounded people being taken to the hospitals. And finally, you add to that the big to-do about the amputee. He turns out to be a hired actor for a company that specializes at putting amputees into battlefield simulations. False flag. Boston was a practice attempt to lock down an entire city.
We actually had our reporters on the ground. We got death-threatened pretty seriously over that. And that's when a lot of heat got turned on against this operation. They got really upset, and they even had Secret Service, even though Obama wasn't there, going and telling our reporters on national news. It ended up getting televised, you know, don't ask your question. And they told the reporters, don't look at this man's photos. Well, what we had was what appeared to be Kraft International, Navy SEALs sheep-dipped, even wearing the Punisher hats and the uniform. And some of the guys we identified in other photos of Kraft people, we're not saying they were involved, because they were all looking around like they didn't know what was happening. They all had black backpacks, it looked like, to create a bunch of decoys. Again, I'm not saying they were even involved. And then we had all this other stuff added to it. And the brothers saying, we didn't do it. They're chased down. They're killed. Locked down the city. Try to hunt him down. He pleads not guilty. They start killing their friends. I mean, let's elaborate on why you're saying false flag, because...
If you go to Phi Beta Iota and you look up Boston bombing, you'll get to all of the coverage that we've had. And when I say we, I'm a curator and I keep a hands-off distance, but I've got over 80 contributing editors, and some of them are quite extraordinary. But if you look up Boston bombing at Phi Beta Iota, you'll get everything. But if you go back to the actual bomb, it was a theatrical device. You don't buy gunpowder at a fireworks store to create a bomb. It just is not done. I had my explosive ordnance people look at this. Everybody laughed at this. This was school kid stuff. There was no bomb. There were no injuries. This was a false flag. And now we're starting to see 9/11 unravel. And Richard Gage has gotten on C-SPAN. And basically, the American public is starting to wake up. And all of these little things that they could have gotten away with are now starting to collapse because of the internet, because of guys like you, because of people like me and my contributing editors. And so I think we're coming to the end of the road here. I do believe, I really want to stress this, I think 95% of the people in the U.S. government are good people trapped in a bad system. But the last 5% are doing some evil, pathologically sick things, including murdering U.S. citizens. And that's the part that I'm starting to see some signs of encouragement. For example, and this is my last comment, the court has just finally refused to accept Attorney General assurances about secret state documents. And for the first time in modern history, the court is saying to the executive, you have to show us these secret documents. We will not let you make claims without showing us the documents. I believe the tide is turning legally against government misbehavior.
Wow, I got to tell you, we've got to have you back for a full hour, sir, just on false flags and also on your book. We're going to get to your book in a moment and take some calls. But look at how suddenly the head of Kraft International, the Navy SEAL, gets killed right after the Boston bombings at a shooting range and all of this. And again, that's a key part of the investigation.
Yep.
Is all these Kraft guys out there who I never said were involved. There were clearly lots of decoy groups so that no one could catch whoever really detonated the simulant, which I showed to bomb experts, and they said, look, it just poofs. There's nothing even there.
Exactly.
Kind of like the underwear bomber was obviously drugged, brought on the plane. Our witnesses saw it, confirmed a month and a half later by two lawyers.
Exactly.
Mr.
Right.
and Mrs. Haskell. And it's just, how do they think they'll get away with something this big and this obvious?
Look, I got to tell you, having been a spy for a long time and having worked in that environment, it is an environment characterized by being out of touch with reality. They're out of touch with real people. They're out of touch. Let me give you a simple example. Out of the 1,400 professors of Middle Eastern studies in the United States of America, CIA talks to maybe 14. And those 14 are the ones that are U.S. citizens with secret clearances. Okay, so they're beyond rose-colored glasses. These people are wearing an eye patch, and they have a pinhole on the other eye.
Huh.
They are literally out of touch. Nobody challenges them, and that's the problem. I testified to Senator Patrick Moynihan, God rest his soul, and I testified on secrecy and what secrecy does. Secrecy makes you stupid.
That's right. I want to go to some calls, but let's talk about, and I can't wait to read your book, open source everything, because when it's open source everything, you get the transparency, the truth will emerge very easily, and then there's such a deeper understanding. But exactly, in a national security state, it just lets lies and fraud and laziness grow. They want to make everything secret because they want to cover up all their screw-ups.
They want to make everything secret in part to avoid accountability.
Yeah. And then it's like a new title of nobility, too. It's like, oh, I have a security clearance.
Yeah, well, that's become so devalued now. I mean, unfortunately, a security clearance today does not mean that you're trustworthy. It means that you have accepted slavery.
Wow, that's a heavy statement.
Well, I tell you something. The threats that are being made to my colleagues today, they are being told that if they have a Twitter or if they have a Facebook post or if they are seen anywhere within 3 miles of a journalist, they will lose their security clearance.
They've tried to arrest members of the State Department that publicly at press conferences go talk to Fox News for 5 minutes and give their personal opinion about Kim Jong-un. I mean, it's like, we will arrest you for state secrets. I mean,
you and I are loyal dissidents, and one of the problems that our government has today is it does not understand that we are the canary in the coal mine. We are the loyal people saying, you have a problem here. And so they're killing the canary to have no warning, and that's a huge mistake.
But I agree with you, it's starting to turn around, but won't the entrenched bureaucracies and special interests and foreign interests, won't they pull off a huge false flag? Or have we exposed false flags so well now that it's into the vernacular that they are hesitant to use it?
No, they will have another false flag. In fact, the false flag I'm hearing about is a simulated Ebola attack in which they actually use biochemical weapons that dissipate, but then they pretend that it's Ebola and that it has been brought here by Saudi martyrs. Okay, so no, we have not reached the end of the false flag line. However, what we have reached is, I did my first graduate thesis on predicting revolution, and there's a difference between preconditions of revolution and precipitance. And I have posted a graphic on preconditions of revolution that exist in the USA today. Now, a precipitant is like the Tunisian fruit seller. My preferred precipitant is a soccer mom that tortures herself on the steps of Capitol Hill, and it appears on YouTube. But the bottom line is the next false flag could lead to a general strike across this country.
people really are not buying it. I mean, they just get caught. I talked to the military, and I'm not exaggerating. It was 50% of the military enlisted or officers I talked to 10 years ago that were somewhat awake. 2 years ago, it was like 75%. It's like 90% now.
I agree with that. 100%.
That's why.
Military veterans, 22 of whom are committing suicide every single day, military veterans plus unemployed college kids plus unemployed old guys like me. In my demographic, the unemployment rate is closer to 40%. The real unemployment in the United States, according to shadowstats.com, is 22%.
Yep.
Okay. And if we all come together and you throw into that the soccer moms, I think you have the beginning of a revolution in the United States of America. And that's why I ran for president, to get an electoral reform act that would put the public back in charge. And every single person running for the presidency, including Ron Paul, refused to engage because they wanted to keep their sugar bowl going.
Well, if you talk about, you know, people like Colonel Schaefer has so much courage. They tried to throw him in jail for speaking out, made up stuff. They tried to... William Binney, a number four at the NSA, the director of one of their major programs, they've been trying to put him in prison. And you know, they're now calling me up saying, listen, we're going to set you up and put you in prison. I haven't got to this yet on air, but I mean, it's been multiple people just point blank saying, we're going to come after you if you don't shut your mouth. And I don't think they understand. This can get to the point where I'm going to come after them, and I don't mean in a violent way. I mean, you know, these roads go two ways here. You know what I mean?
I do. Unfortunately, I think they have the power to do more damage to you than we have to do to them. But if you were to disappear, I would be very pleased if your audience rose up and demanded habeas corpus. Because if Alex Jones goes off the air, people will notice. If I disappear, nobody will notice.
Well, it's just unprecedented how just... Do you think that the power structure feels cornered now, or does it feel arrogant?
First off, there's no such thing as one power structure.
Bunch of interest.
You have the FBI as multiple FBIs. I've posted a thing on how there's actually seven CIAs. And so what you're probably dealing with is mid-level to low-level morons that do not have the approval of their senior agency heads.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been told by the Marines. Because I've dealt with State Department security forces, like just trying to like go cover an Obama event, and, you know, running around. It's just, I tell you, these guys, how are you doing this? How are you doing this to us? We've done nothing. We'll be right back to take some phone calls. Amazing interview. We're going to do this 6-minute segment, then 5 minutes of overdrive for callers to talk to our guest here today. London Guardian wrote a big review of his latest book. It's a bestseller, and you can find out more at Amazon or any place else with the open source everything. And I only expect for a full hour soon to talk about that specifically. But let's go to some phone calls here for our guest, Robert David Steele, highly recommended by Colonel Schaefer, and you can see why. Amazing interview. Frank in North Carolina, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. My phone's going crazy now. I got something I need to tell you, though. About 7 years ago, I was on MySpace, and I was communicating back and forth with a female police officer, NYPD. She eventually wrote a book, and I can only remember her first name, but she told me some information, and I can't recall. It's been so many years ago. I can't remember if it was off the record or what. But she said on the morning of 9/11, she was on duty. You know, she's got the badge, gun, you know, uniform, radio, all that. She said that it was very well known among the police department there that taken into custody were individuals with remote control detonators. And I said, well, how come this never made it into the media? This is many years ago when she told me this. I have not.
No, sir, that was even on Fox News, and that was in New Jersey and other areas. Let's get Steele's take on that.
Well, first off, 9/11 was we got 13 different countries warned us about 9/11 3 to 6 months in advance. And Dick Cheney used that to schedule a national counterterrorism exercise specifically to allow 9/11 to happen. Dick Cheney murdered 3,000 people in order to get his trifecta for going to war in Iraq. Larry Silverstein was briefed by the Mossad and put in the controlled demolitions. The FEMA Emergency Center was set up on the piers of New York the night before 9/11. Bottom line is that 9/11 was government complicity. It was a crime against humanity. And Richard Gage and the architects and engineers of 9/11 are finally gaining traction. And I am, with a great deal of pride, a 9/11 truther. This was all a contrived operation that murdered people, including foreigners, on United States soil with the complicity of Dick Cheney in the White House.
And now it's going to come out in the 28-page report that I've talked to congressmen who've seen it, Walter Jones and others, clearly says Saudi Arabia involved, stand down was ordered, and even Ron Paul has come out now and said there was clearly a stand down. Well, that's complicity right there.
Yes, and I'm glad to see Ron Paul get into this, because I personally would have voted for Ron Paul as president if he had not let the Republicans steal the last election from him. The Saudis provided the passports, and the Saudis provided the kind of the pretext for operations. I personally do not believe that airplanes hit the Twin Towers, and I personally believe that a missile took out the Pentagon. But what I like to do, and I honor the guy that wrote Crossing the Rubicon, Rupert.
Michael Rupert.
Yes, he may in fact have been pressed to suicide. But the bottom line here is what I like to say is I am absolutely certain 9/11 has not been properly investigated. I completely support Richard Gage's call for an independently funded investigation. And I have lectured in New York and I have said, if you give me the 90 days of Larry Silverstein prior to 9/11, I will give you the entire plot.
So are you saying, I know under Bluebeam and other programs, they have giant hologram projectors.
But I'm not sure it was holograms as much as planes flying by, drones. There are multiple different kinds of things, including cloaking devices. I mean, we have some very advanced technology.
Well, sure. I mean, I was told about that 20 years ago, and now they've admitted they got tanks and planes that are see-through.
You were ahead of your time. But the bottom line here is the three buildings in New York came down with controlled demolitions. I don't care what hit them. Whatever hit them did not bring them down. They were brought down with controlled demolitions, and the Pentagon was hit.
Well, undoubtedly, some of those planes look like they were cargo planes painted up to look like passenger planes. I don't know. Just we know the official story isn't true. We know that. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Talk to Chip and Tony and others. Just amazing. Amazing interviewing our guest, 5betaiota.net. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's rush through your phone calls for Robert David Steele, our guest, formerly with the CIA, highly recommended by Colonel Schaefer. Just give you an idea what Schaefer thinks. Let's talk to Chip in Arkansas. You're on the air. Go ahead with a question or comment.
Well, Mr. Steele, Alex, thank you so very much for your time and even every day you do Overdrive. Here's what we've got, guys. Mr. Steele, I'm curious as to what you think about mandatory vaccinations. A couple days ago, our local city here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, requiring our students to get a mandatory chicken pox vaccine.
Well, they lie. They say it's mandatory. It's not really. They have to give you a waiver.
Well, we're looking into all that stuff because they've not contacted us per their email or phone.
Yeah, no, they play dumb and say there isn't one in a conspiracy to lie to you. Mr. Steele, comments on mandatory vaccines.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why I'm such a believer in the truth. What we are learning now is that vaccinations, on the one hand, if they're honest vaccinations and they're properly screened and you know what's in them, they're good. They prevent disease. But what we're also learning is that Bill Gates and others are using them for eugenics purposes. We have found vaccinations, not me personally, but the many, many people that I rely on.
It's been on mainstream news. They just had a bunch of deaths in a UN shot program in Syria.
Look, vaccinations are sterilizing people in Africa and Central America, and so is Monsanto grain, okay? By the third generation of rats eating Monsanto grain,
right,
they're sterile. So what I really believe in is that we, the people, have a right to public intelligence, which for me means decision support. It doesn't mean spying. We, the people, have a right to know what's in that vaccination. And my bottom line is there's nobody in the United States of America I trust today that will tell me what's in that vaccination.
Exactly. They don't want GMO labeling. They won't let us have it in California. So you can't know what's in your food, but the NSA is going to know what you said on the phone to your wife. I mean,
yeah, but only if they want to destroy you. Alex, the good news about NSA is it only processes 1% of what it collects. The bad news is it processes everything about Alex Jones.
Oh, I know. And then add some. let's go to Indigo in Colorado. I guess I'm the burning man when it comes down to the end of the day. Indigo, you're on the air.
I agree with you guys about this Ebola false flag. My dad trains constantly for these drills in the Northeast for the imminent biological attack with hazmat suits and all that. But I was curious what your guests thought about Second Amendment false flags on the border. Like, I had this dream 7 months ago about where I was a little Latin American kid with, like, just women and children, like, in the compound. And there was gunfire that went off, and I ran outside. And it was basically a black ops operation. It was blamed on, I just knew it was blamed on veterans, because after I got shot, it zoomed out, and it was a new...
Well, that's another question. They're constantly demonizing veterans and saying they're the main terror threat. What do you think about that, Robert?
I think they are scared to death of veterans. I mean, veterans are a sacred institution in America, and they should be. The bottom line here is that, again, you know, the U.S. government is not a monolith. 95% of it, good people trapped in a bad system. But the U.S. government is doing some very bad things at the political level. And what really troubles me is that people have forgotten their oath to the Constitution of the United States, because we have too many people in law enforcement, as well as the military, as well as the civil service in the government, who say, I have to follow the orders of the chain of command. And what they forget is that their oath to the Constitution allows them to not only refuse to obey illegal orders, but they have a responsibility to the public to denounce the people giving those illegal orders.
Well, I mean, the Constitution, Bill of Rights that they swear an oath to is the chain of command. It's the top.
But they don't see it that way. Too many people are taking the easy route out and saying, I either have to obey orders or resign. And if I resign, I have to keep my mouth shut or I'll lose my security clearances and I won't get a second job. There is a third path, and that third path is be true to the Constitution.
Or turn into a total tyranny. Robert David Steele, great interview. Thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.
Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News.